I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Tributes are pouring in for the famous Crow war chief, Joseph Medicine Crow, who died Sunday at the age of 102. Medicine Crow earned the title war chief from his tribe for his bravery in Europe during World War II, including leading a successful war party and stealing enemy horses, a story he recounted in the 2007 Ken Burns documentary, The War.
And I put my little rope, made an Indian bridle, you know, double half-ish. I got on it, and I stampeded the horses out of there. So I headed out. These were not ordinary horses. They were beautiful. And the one I was riding was a sorrel with a blaze. So I felt pretty good, so I looked around. Pretty soon I sang a song, you know. Praise song, you know.
Medicine Crow was a noted historian and scholar as well. He was the first member of the Crow tribe to earn a master's degree and was at work on his PhD in anthropology at the University of Southern California when he was called to serve in the military. Mary Hudetz grew up in Billings and Crow Agency and is a member of the same Whistling Water clan as Medicine Crow. She's now an Associated Press reporter in New Mexico and has written about Medicine Crow.
I grew up really admiring him, always seeing him at cultural events and Crow Fair, and sometimes getting to see him and eat with him or visit.
Hudetz says Medicine Crow was a role model, not just for excelling in the academic world off the reservation, but for doing so without losing his strong tribal identity. She says she admires him for learning and preserving Crow traditions from the elders he knew and then passing them on. People saw that, Hudetz says, during Crow Fair.
And he would be with the drummers at the middle, singing and just enjoying the event, and then also recording it. So, because he was an anthropologist, and I think to me that kind of summed up Joe quite a bit, in that he was culturally active, but then also a person who was documenting our life and making sure it sustained for a very long time.
In 2009, President Obama awarded Medicine Crow the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Historian, educator, and patriot. A good man. Dr. Medicine Crow's life reflects not only the warrior spirit of the Crow people, but America's highest ideals.
Mary Hudetz says that as accomplished and respected as he was, Medicine Crow remained humble and made everyone he met feel important and valued. He also had a great sense of humor, she says. Hudetz says when she interviewed him for a story on his 101st birthday, he jokingly said he was actually 91.
And I just, the way he laughed at himself, so he said something about trying to believe he was young.
Joseph Medicine Crow, whose Crow name was High Bird, died at a hospice in Billings Sunday. He was 102 years old. I'm Eric Whitney.